4CHY and 4DJC.
DJZ, go ahead.
Just checking, Keith Wren, KN4CHY.
Jerry, I had to turn my volume up. What was that?
I didn't know
whether
you answered my call or what.
Did you call me? I thought you did anyway.
Did you said something about the trouble too, how they started you thought?
Hear you in here right now. Yeah, hang on a second. She's gonna open the dryer door. Now, one more time, what was that? Sorry.
Said the troubles or how they started you thought.
It just sounded a little, it didn't sound as full and, as full ranged as you do on here.
Half the bandwidth now. Fusion is wider. Fusion is about the same width as regular FM is. It does sound better. I think DMR is about the same, too. DSR is probably the least, probably got the least bandwidth. I think it's about half what FM is. I'm going to say 7.5. I'm not sure if that's right or not, but it's not going to sound as good. It doesn't sound as good to me as Fusion does. Of course, that doesn't sound as good as FM. And DMR sounds a little better, too, I think. But you guys, one of those other modes can be the judge of that. And Stacy sounded more like himself to me on this radio. Now, I can't get to my pinkies upstairs. I can't get to my 705 to see any difference much at all, see how much difference there is in it. But it was... Yeah, I heard something running in the background with you. Having a dryer run, that's what I do too. I sometimes sit over near where the laundry is. It sounds awful a little bit. Your sound is a little deeper than it normally is, to be honest with you, instead of more troubling. So it may just be the vocoders or who knows, just radios, difference in radios. But this one sounds pretty good on FM, but... Station always sounds to me like it's a little pair. You can tell it just didn't have the bandwidth.
That would explain it. What you on now?
52 now.
Aren't you normally on the 705 over here?
705 has got multiple adjustments. We can adjust the bass, mid-range, and treble on the digital and on the analog, on receive and transmit. Got a little more listening, and plus using a hand mic, so this one's not going to be as good. I know it's not as good based on what I've heard people say, but I'll get on it. I'll probably try it back on D-Star sometime later on or something. Maybe tomorrow sometime, maybe when the grandkids aren't here, or afternoon, maybe Saturday, and see if it sounds any different, but it definitely sounds different on receive than this one does, for sure.
That may be the difference right there. Yeah, maybe it sounds buttery smooth on the 705, and now you're on an HT. That very well may be what I'm hearing.
I think I've got it set on mic gain, set on 3 here. It's got like 4, maybe 4 or 5 settings for mic gain. It doesn't have a continuously. On a 705, you can adjust it, 1% at a time. It's infinitely adjustable to 100%. I usually have it set on about 30% on the 705 analog, and maybe a little bit less than that on D-Star.
You sound real good. And I think it's, like you said, just the difference in being able to fully tweak it on the 705 and with a hand mic, too. And I was on the, of course, on the Anytone on D-Star a while ago, so... But I've not got Fusion set up again. I've got it on my old open spot, but I'm kind of slowly progressing through the modes over.
I think my 5DR shipped out. I think it's going to ship out tomorrow, maybe or Saturday, maybe Tuesday. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what it's going to sound like on Fusion compared to mobile rig, but... Fusion generally sounds better than D-Star does. At least it does to me. My ear is not great, but it's a bit more full tone, I guess. Maybe that's the correct word or not.
I think you're right there. I think it probably would be fuller. But yeah, Yeah, it's kind of neat playing all this stuff and seeing what all modes you can get. I was, when I started talking to Stacy, I had just switched over to D-Star and was still trying to get the APRS up and running. I think I've got the radio set to like every 10 minutes or something like that. So a little bit of time in between, you know, queries of APRS.fi to see if it showed up or not. Over.
Well, with the regular D-Star radios, you can set it to beacon, which a lot of D-Star guys don't like to put the beacon. They just want to set up so it works whenever you hit the push to talk, because it, that way it doesn't, you know, it doesn't tie up the data stream with the digital, I mean, you know, with like 9-voice stuff. That way it just goes whenever you key it up and whenever you transmit. Perhaps, you know, you and Stacy are both coming through on mine, but I'm not seeing a pop-up, and that's because those radios don't have the capability to send out the GPS beacon in the same, in the correct format, I guess, is I think that's the right way to, right terminology.
I think I can get this one working, though. It does have GPS, and, yeah, I think I can get it working, and that's a good point on the PTT. I do have it turned off, because on Brandmeister, I just have it, like, go out every 10 minutes or whatever, because it's just going to, it's just a private call to a talk group, so, yeah, I will switch that over to PTT, and then probably, I heard some guys earlier talking that one of them was thinking his APRS wasn't working. In fact, I think you jumped in there too, didn't you, earlier today?
Yeah, on earlier today, was saying that his call sign wasn't showing up, his GPS wasn't showing up, but he was on Icon 52, and his was. It didn't show up all the time, but it showed, then it started showing up after a while. That should work from one Icon D-Star radio to another, but I don't know whether the coordinates are going to show up. Sometimes I think, like I said, I'm not very familiar with that part of the D-Star system, but I think, for instance, if somebody's talking through a repeater into D-Star rather than a hotspot, if you're talking to them, I think sometimes that's when you might get a APRS FI position, but I'm not 100% sure. I've noticed mine has gone through certain call signs rather than it just goes out through the hotspot unless it hits a whatever, another repeater linked to that reflector. It may not show up on APRS FI. It may not show up in the correct location anyway.
Chad.
Hey, Keith. Hey, Jerry. Listen, would you guys mind if I made a real quick call to Dave before the net starts? I got a public notice from the FCC today, and I'm trying to figure out if it's going to affect all amateur calls or not, but kind of need to discuss him with that before the net, if that would be appropriate.
Sure thing. Go ahead, Chad.
JW,
KO4NUE. KO4NUE, W4DJW.
If you got a pencil, write this down. I got a notification from the FCC today, public notice, docket number 10-234. And it is notification for all amateur calls that if you have registered in the CORS database before 2016, the FCC is migrating over to CORS 2. And I need you to read this because I'm not sure what it's saying. I think it's going to affect any amateur operator that is registered in CORS 1 prior to 2016 to make changes to their call or conduct business or access their FRN number prior to 2016. There's instructions on here on what to do if you did receive an FRN number prior to that. But the way it's reading is that you're not going to be allowed to conduct business with the FCC if you're prior to 2016 registered in course one. The other thing is, I'm thinking that may affect how call signs are pulled from QRZ when there is a call sign change for an operator. If I'm reading that right.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some research. Right, I see. Please note, starting July the 15th, 2022, this page will be redirected to the Commission's update course. If you do not already have one, please register. I'm going to have to study that a little bit because I didn't get the notification that you got. But I did go to the FCC site, and I do see what you're talking about. I do see where they're stating that, but I'm going to have to read up on it to figure out what they're talking about.
The expiration is July 15th at 6 p.m. And I just was kind of wondering if you do deem that it affects any amateur call, then maybe make an announcement or something about it so at least everybody kind of knows kind of what's going on. So that it doesn't create some confusion later on.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll take a look at it and see what I can figure out. And I'll talk it over with the rest of the officers for Briars and see what kind of announcement we need to make to all amateur radio operators, if that's necessary.
All right, Jerry. Sorry, Keith. Sorry about the interruption.
W4DJW, clear.
We're just doing a little rag chew before the net gets started. Go ahead, Jerry.
Thanks. That's a good info, too. I'm glad that you guys are digging into it. We'll figure this thing out. We're going to keep digging and digging further into it. I'm going to find a little bit more about that. Has a D-Star is generated on the APRS.FI, but this it's got to be something to do with a D-Star repeater or something, because I know the whole time it's showing up on me is when it's gone through another D-Star gate or something, you know, whatever it is. I think it'd be a D-Star repeater, you know, but to see the all links, so, linking to those reflectors, so I'm not real sure how it works. It might be something I'll have to get on there. That K8LN, the guy's name is Terry, and he's up in Michigan somewhere. He's pretty much I think it's either LN or LR. He's pretty much the expert on D-Star, and he's on 30 Charlie most of the time. He might be the one to ask about that if you see his call sign pop up. Because like I said, I don't really know enough about it right now. I just know sometimes it shows up, sometimes it doesn't.
Gotcha. And, just going out once every, beaconing out just every now and then is probably hindering that too. And, man, that radio is so loud. I'm gonna keep playing around with it and see if I can't get it going. It dawned on me that everybody was transmitting it with the PTT, so I hadn't turned that on, but I was looking at it earlier when I got started in this, so I'll probably end up doing that instead of beaconing it.
It's not like a regular APRS beacon where you're only beacon every 3 minutes. You're not really causing anything, because there's no voice traffic on that frequency, not going through the gates and distributors. So it's a little different setup, and that's what I found out, because there was some guy that was beaconing you know, about every 2 minutes or something, somebody got on. Somebody finally had to send him an email. I think he did it to him to switch his radio to take him to a push to talk. I think it's perfectly appropriate to do it when it's a push to talk, because then it's combined with the voice data. I mean, the voice as well, so it's not taking up any more. It's not taking up unnecessary space on the. On the system than you are when you're talking.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, and I think I'm going to have to do something with the code plug too, because it's got a channel that it broadcasts to, so I'll probably have to create a channel specifically for D-Star, but that's some of the stuff I'm just starting in on working out, so we'll see how it goes. I don't know if I'll have it done tonight, but I'll have it done in pretty short order anyway. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll probably need to get off in a minute, but, you know, if you had bacon every 10 minutes and you were early, it was not popping up on my, you know, it wasn't showing, your call sign wasn't showing up on my dashboard until you and Stacey started talking. So it may be something totally different than using a regular, you know, D-Star radio. It may be something totally different since you're going from DMR to cross mode to D-Star. It may be just a totally different thing. So I don't know if I change anything right now with it, because you might be creating another problem when there's not one to begin with. But I know with D-Star radios, it will do that. It will. For instance, if I leave mine to beacon, it will beacon, and anybody's got a D-Star radio, I mean, got a D-Star radio, not cross mode, it'll pop up on their D-Star radio screen, like ICOM or Kenwood, and they'll say my position, but don't bring your voice with it, which is, you know, it's just like chunking and keying the mic, and a lot of people do that, just let other people know if they're on, so they can see them on the dashboard without having to talk. Anyway, I'm gonna get off here now, but this is good talking to you again. You guys got all this complicated stuff figured out, and I'm still kind of swimming in the shallow end of the pool. Take it easy, Keith. I'll talk to you a little bit later. KN4CH, right? N4DJC.
Yeah, we need to clear out for the net anyway. So, yeah, good talking to you too. And you know, come on in. The water's fine. Anyway, N4DJC, KN4CH, standing by for net.
KO4NUE, W4DJW. You still there? Still there, Chad?
DJW, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Dave.
Just real quick to let you know, I get what they're saying now. They're going to retire their old cores, which is where your email, not your email, your postal mail distribution comes from, for reminders that it's time to renew your license. If you have an FRN number, that means you've already registered with the old core system. You have an FRN number, and that's what's important. That's what used to get you postal mail notifications that your license was about to expire, so you would go out there and renew your license, so you wouldn't be illegal. If you don't have an FRN number and you don't do anything when they switch over to Cores 2, you're not going to get postal mail anymore like you used to. So they're warning you, don't operate illegally if your license expires and you don't get notification from the FCC that your license is about to expire. It's on you now. But if you go register with the new Cores system, then they'll send you an email, because that's part of the registration process, and they'll let you know that your license is about to expire. You need to update it. So that's the new way that they're doing it. It's different than the old way, and they're just letting everybody know to do it. So I would recommend to everybody that you go out there on July the 16th, the day after the old system expires. Make sure you can still get in. Your email information is all correct, and life is good, right? The FRN isn't the license to operate. It is a number that registers you with a system that keeps you updated on the things that you need to do to remain legal with the FCC. Does that make sense, Chad?
Yeah, roger that, Dave. I was pretty sure it did not affect me because I have the FRN. On the docket, it has some footnotes, explanations. And it lists the, it's listed as how this will affect you. There's a website to do that. And so no transactions if you're, yes sir, I'll take your word for it. But there's a list of how it's going to affect you if you are prior to 2016. A couple of those things are concerning. But, you know, okay, you know what best. You're the net manager, so if they need, if calls need to know, then they need to know. Over.
This is true, and we've only got a minute or two left. 58, got 2 minutes for net. This is true. People need to know that they're not going to get postal mail anymore, and it's up to them to get online, log in to the FCC site on CORS2, and make sure their email address is valid so they can get notifications of anything that needs that they need to know from the FCC, and that's about it. But I'll announce that at the net, and probably make an announcement that says that several times between now and then. Anyway, appreciate the heads up. Minute and a half till net, W4DJW clear.
KO4NUE clear.
QCQ, welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeaters, also via Echolink Note 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Top season head mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276, that repeaters elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level, operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed offer other frequency are invited to check in. Net, please call WG4MC or net control.
WG4MC, W4DJW, with one announcement.
KO4RYP with one announcement.
That was your announcement, Dave.
Okay, Matt, and you doubled with Anna. She's got an announcement, too. The FCC is making an update to their online system, and they're going away from postal mail. So everybody that has had their license prior to 2016 should probably go out there on July the 16th, the day after that they make their update, and make sure you can still log in and your information on the FCC site. It's called CORS, C-O-R-E, and it's going to be CORS 2. That's the new one. CORES 2, but you're going to log into it. You're going to make sure that you can still log into it. And if you need to reset your password, do that and check your email address. Make sure it's a valid email address so that they have a way that they can get in touch with you and they can keep you up to date on the things that you need to do to remain legal. And that's about it. any questions, you can email me. I'm good on QRZ, but it's pretty simple. They're just doing an update to their system and they want you to stay informed, and they're telling you they're not going to send you postal mail anymore, which makes sense. Eventually, we know they're going to go away from that. W4DJW, back to net. Thanks, Matt. Check me in, negative and negative, but I'll be hanging around for the formal portion of the net.
Hey, WWG4C, appreciate the announcement, Dave. Hey, Dave, I was licensed in 16, so I've already got that FDR number. I looked on my paperwork because I heard you guys talking before the net, so I'm already in the system, right?
You are. Just make sure you can still get in after the wait till after the 15th. Just log in on the 16th or sometime after that. Make sure everything's still working for you and you're good to go. And I would say that goes for all hams, right? Because they could have a glitch in their system and you don't want them to say, hey, we gave you a warning. You didn't hear. You don't want that. Just, I'd say everybody sometime after the 15th, log in, check your data, make sure your data is still good, and log out. And if you have to refresh your password, do so. It doesn't hurt to be diligent, Matt.
Today's announcement, Dave. Does anybody need any fills on Dave's announcement? Please call WG4MC Net Control. Are there any additional announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC, this is KO4RYP. I have one announcement.
RYP, WG4MC. Go ahead, Anna, with your announcement.
I just wanted to remind everybody that we are going to try to get 100 check-ins on Monday nights in the month of July, just like we did last year. And it's in honor of Ray Allison, K4SUG, but also in memory of all ham radio operators that have become silent keys over the past year. So please spread the word to all anybody you know that has a license and try to get them to check in with me or Wendy, KN4HTP, on Monday nights in the month of July so we can try to get to 100 check-ins. And that's all I've got. KL4RYP, back to net control.
RYP, WG4C, appreciate the announcement, Ms. Anna. Do we go ahead and check you and Mr. Chad in?
Yes, please. You can check me in and Chad, KL4NUE, and we'll both be negative and negative but listening tonight. Thanks so much.
If you need any fields on Anna's announcement, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Are there any additional announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call WG4MC or Net Control. Hey, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Please welcome W4DJ Dave, Mr. Dave, and Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Dave, and bringing the announcement. And also Miss Anna, KO4RYP from Campobello. Appreciate you stopping by, Anna, and bringing the announcement. And thanks for bringing Mr. Chad along, KO4NUE. Tell Chad I said hi. I hope you all are doing well. All right, this is WG4C, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Now we get the roll call. I want to remind everyone that this is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please keep your call sign phonetically. It's always appreciated. Name, location, and senior check to land on the net for the radio portion. But before we start with the check-ins, let's start with the pre-net check-in, starting with K4XRML Prosperity. W4FCM, friend TR, his wife Ala, N4IEI, W2AMD, Andrew Sensiville, KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, and his wife Linda, also in Piedmont, KG4QLQ, KO4ZEW, Ben in Sensiville, KG4UHF, Jack Greenville, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, K1CJW, Roland Pickens, KA5WLL, Leroy Taylors, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, W4IOE, Sid Fletcher, KI4MRA, Freddie, that's in Germany, KI4LZI, Andy up there in Tamarock, K4ROW, Richard Greenville, KO4OIM, Walt and Edmund, K4RAX, Jim in Dakinsville, got off track here, K04CEF, Andrew in Inman, and KM4BLM, that's Kurt in Greenville. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Friends on Echolink and Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KN4RJN, John Brown Summit. Appreciate you stopping by, John. Be back to you in a little bit for some rank to you. Right, we'll be in our RF portion of the check-in. Start me Thursday night. We start with Quebec for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert on the loose in Clinton. And I'll be hanging around.
MC. Whiskey November 4, Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
G4MZ. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty and I will be negative and negative.
See the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Life, welcome KD4SRR. That's Robert. And that's right, Clinton. Be back to you in a little bit for some rides to you, Mr. Robert. Hope you're doing well. Then we have KN4S, that's Chris Lyman. Appreciate you stopping by, Chris. Then we got KO4QLG, that's Chris and Liberty. Appreciate you stopping by, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, go back through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Community Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Oscar MZ. Ken Alpha Juliet 4, Romeo Alpha, Bill in Simpsonville. And there will be negative and negative, 73 to everybody.
C would like to welcome AJ4RA. That's Bill in Simpsonville. Appreciate you talking about Bill. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll slide down to the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet. Uniform through Zulu, you through Z from the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray KO4ZYX. Good evening, Matt, everyone on the net. This is Daniel from Woodruff. I'll be negative and negative, hanging around, listening to the rag chute.
Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Kilo Tango KO4YKT. Mark, and I'm mobile in Boiling Springs.
Control.
And Whiskey 4 Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name is Rod. We're in the land of Waz. And we're negative and negative.
Literacy Internet, let's welcome KO4ZY X-ray. That's David Woodruff. No, excuse me, Daniel Woodruff. Appreciate you stopping by, Daniel. Then we got KO4YKT. That's Mark in Boiling Springs. Appreciate you stopping by, Mark. And then we have W4WOZ, Rod from the land Waz. Appreciate you stopping by, Rod. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet will slide down the next alphabetical route, which will take us to the top, the alphabet Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Evening, Matt. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
Net control. Kilo India 4 Delta Tango Yankee KI4DTY. This is Daniel in Taylor's and I'll be negative and negative.
Control. In Kilo Charlie 2 Delta Quebec Victor Bob in Gray Court, negative and negative.
Let's see. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I'm currently mobile in Spartanburg. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Matt.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
Call line on the page right there, starting with the good group. KK4DMW, Rick and his wife Lorena. KK4ONO, their daughter Michelle. KM4MOQ, Rick, please tell Michelle and Lorena. We said hello. Hope you all are doing well in Piedmont. Then we got KI4DTY, that's Daniel. And Taylor, appreciate you stopping by. We got KC2DQV, that's Bob in Gray Court. And then we got W4CTW, that's Tyler in Seneca, appreciate you stopping by. No, Spartanburg, excuse me. Got you in Spartanburg. And then we got KN4CHY, that's Keith in Seneca. KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley, appreciate everybody stopping by. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative. 73 to the net.
N4DHO. That's Dave in Walhalla. Appreciate you stopping by. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical route, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
G4MC. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And I will be in and out tonight, Matt. Thanks for calling the net.
Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Keep the Blueridge Team Internet. Watch out on KO4HK X-ray. That's Patrick Penrose. Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. Then we got KC4EZN. That's Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you stopping by, Harry. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel, E through H from the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in on WG4MC. That's alphabetical route, which will take us to the India 3 Lima Group, I3L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo India 4. Kilo Charlie X-ray. K54. KCX. This is Jerry. Still hanging out down here in Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
4MC. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. 73. And to everyone, a good night.
WG4MC, please check in. KT4. LPF, that'd be Sam, Kilo Golf, 4 Lima Papa Foxtrot. Have a good night. Appreciate you being on the net and glad to be on the net with you. And anyone that will say a few prayers for me, I've got double pneumonia and I need some prayers if you can give them to me. Thank you.
4 Mike Charlie. And the net, please check in. Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative.
Line on page right there, starting with KK4JFO, James up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you talking about James. So we got KI4KCX, that's Jerry in Gray Court. Then we got KK4JVQ, Mr. Larry in Greer and his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Then we got KG4LPF, that's Sam in Slaptown. Sam, I hope you get better and sending up prayers, my friend. Hope you're doing well and get better. And we got K4LWE, that's Larry in Piedmont. Appreciate you stopping by. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge Team Internet will slide down the next hypothetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WTQ, this is Greg in Gere, South Carolina.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred, I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. 10-3, you Matt, all on the net, negative.
4MC, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Blueridge Team Internet, that first station, the only thing I got was Greg and Greer. If you could come back with your call sign, please.
Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. I got an Exocrat class, but I'm brand new at this. What does negative and negative mean?
For WTQ, WG4MC, negative and negative means you've got no traffic for the net and you're not sticking around for the ratchet portion, which will begin after the formal portion of the net. Welcome, KO4NNH, that's Fred, move around in Piedmont. Fred, be careful out there in mobile, hope you're doing well. And there's Lloyd in Centaur, PXB, appreciate you stopping by, hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. And now, Kilo Kilo 4, Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Ellenboro.
Ellenboro, KK4SMV. Appreciate stopping by, Dale. Alright, we went through that alphabet once, so now let's open it to that big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville, no traffic, no comments.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'll be monitoring.
KO4JKV, that's Duncan in Asheville, appreciate you talking about Duncan. Then we got WD8RON, that's Ed Bavard. Appreciate you talking about Ed, hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, we're in that big group. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Now, securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for everyone checking in all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the ratchet portion with our office stops for check-ins. First on the stop this evening is Mr. John, KN4RJM. Please call WG4MC or Net Control.
This is KN4RJM. Back to you in a while. What's going on in your world?
WG4MC, well, I have been busy. It's the last day of the month for us accountants, so you can imagine what today was like, and I am just completely worn out, trying to keep one eye open while I call the net, and of course, the person I normally work with, she started her vacation, because, you know, July 4th has come up, so I was doing the job of two people today.
This is KN4JN. Yeah, I know how that goes. I'm not an accountant, but I've been stuck in that kind of situation before. But anyway, not a whole lot going on here. Just want to let everybody know that on July 4th, the Earth will be as far away from the sun as it gets in a year's time. We are at perigee, and you won't feel it or notice it, but you can know that no matter how hot it is, at least the sun is further away than it is in the wintertime.
Hey, WG4MC, we appreciate that fun fact, Mr. John. What you and the family want to be doing for July 4th?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I'll probably be sitting on the couch with the dog in my lap, shivering, and because he does not like thunderstorms, fireworks, explosions, any of that kind of happiness, or gunshots, and so he will probably be trembling on my lap under a blanket, and I've got some pills that hopefully will calm him down, and we might grill something, I don't know.
WG4MC. Well, John, it sounds like you got a good 4th of July celebration. Yeah, I know what you mean. I've got two cats, and they don't like it either, so I think they'll be curled up in a ball in a corner somewhere hiding, which suits me just fine. Anything else for the good of the evening for the net this evening before we try to get a few more check-ins and on to the next ride tour?
This is KM4RGN. Nope, that's about it. Matt, you take care of yourself. I'll back on out of here, and y'all have a good evening. And I'll say 73s. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4RJN, WG4MC. Appreciate John again. Hope you and family have a good 4th of July, and always a pleasure talking to you. Alright, WG4MC, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, looking for additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC. Matt, all on the net, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And Matt, I will be in and out tonight, Matt, but I do have an announcement. I don't know if this was made. I got in here a little late tonight, but I've got an announcement.
To the Winter Team Internet, nice welcome, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, our Winter Team Night Controller. Appreciate you talking by Gary. And he brings on his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They make their home in Easley. Gary, please tell Joy we said hello. Hope you are doing well, and you can go ahead with your announcement, sir.
MC in the net, KI4DOS. The Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club will not have a meeting this Monday night, which is 4th of July. That's the first Monday of the month in July, so we will not be meeting, and there is not going to be a meeting later on in the month. The next meeting for the club will be August the 1st. Which is the first Monday in August. So we're just going to skip July and go straight into August. And you can put a number one on that for tonight, Matt, so you can get this piece of traffic.
Hey, WG4MC, appreciate the announcement, Mr. Gary. Does anybody need any fills on Gary's announcement? Please call WG4MC or Net Control. Announcement, Mr. Gary, hope you're doing well. All right, next on the stump this evening is KD4SRR Robert. Please call WG4MC or Net Control. Or SRR, WG4MC. Robert, the stump's yours. You got a comment for the net this evening, sir? We'll go another round of check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Twitter Team Internet, that long pause usually means that we have everybody this evening. So stand by a moment and I'll send the net report. The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to thank everyone for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night and good luck. WG4MC clear.
KD4SRR, back online here.
DJW. Yes, it ended just a few minutes ago.
Before DJW, is that correct?
That is correct. He wrapped it up pretty quick this evening.
DJW, this is KO4.
Okay, there's a bunch of static came in with you when you gave your call. Give it to me one more time. I'll try to remember it.
Why you in?
All right, KO4YUN, W4DJW. Clear and listening.
4DJW, KO4YUN, 73 to you.